Yes, absolutely. We were very disappointed. The crowd was fantastic, 82,000. We wanted to send them away happy with the victory, and we weren't able to do so. So it's definitely a case of highs and lows.
What can you put your finger on at the moment as to the reasons for it tonight?
I don't think we reached the level of intensity that we did on Saturday. I don't think we were as creative as we were. There can be lots of reasons for that. I thought we had very much control over the game. I don't know what the possession stats were, but we seemed to be always on the ball, and we didn't seem, quite honestly, to be very often in danger defensively. But we would have needed to create a lot more goal chances and reproduce, if you like, that buzz that we seem to be able to produce on Saturday night against Germany, and that was missing. And of course, at the end, the two decisions which result in the goals were harsh ones, in my opinion. They could certainly have gone our way, and we might have been talking about a 1-0 victory, but I still wouldn't have been satisfied, because the performance wasn't at the level we were hoping for.
In actual fact, is what happened here tonight quite effective preparation for tournament football because of the way that the Dutch were so disciplined and frustrated you?
In what respect, the discipline and frustration? I mean, you mean that they defended deep with a lot of players behind the ball?
Yeah, and it's the sort of thing that you might have in the summer.
Yeah, we've had it for 10 qualifying games, so we're pretty used to it, to be perfectly honest. You know, all the teams we played here, the Estonians, the Lithuanians, the Swiss, the Slovenians, virtually every team we played here has done that to us, so we were aware of that, and we knew that was coming, and we were prepared for it. At 1-0, I was rather hoping we would kick on in the second half, get the second goal, but that early penalty, of course, evened things up. And then the bitter disappointment of the second Dutch goal, which cost us the game, from a situation where I was convinced we'd been given a free kick.
Jamie Vardy got the goal, 2 goals in 2 games. That must be a big plus for you and for him over the course of the 2 matches.
Absolutely. But the question now, are these players are taking their game forward, or can continue at least with the quality of their game between now and the end of the season? There's 7 or 8 games for these players to play, and I and Ray Lewington and Gary will be watching them very, very closely, alongside our other scouting staff, of course, and I'm hoping that their performances and their games will continue to excite me and give me hope for the Euros in France.